This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've been asking for stories from you for a couple of months now. Stories about how a simple purchase affected your life in a special way. We've put a couple of them on the air for a series that we call The Transaction. Today's story is perhaps a little less about life being affected by a purchase and more about a purchase being affected by a life.
My name is Carol Thompson, and I live in Tyler, Texas. This is my husband's transaction story. Looking through a Signals catalog a couple of weeks before my birthday in 2008, I commented on a most special silver necklace in the catalog. "Look at this," I said to my husband, Ted. "I would love to have that necklace for my birthday," I told him. He said nothing, but I knew he felt the significance of the etching, "Heaven has in store what thou hast lost." Our precious daughter, Sarah, died in a 2005 pedestrian hit and run at the age of 24 years, bringing pain that I had no idea existed. Together, Ted and I were working hard to rebuild our lives. The saying on the necklace appeared to me as a comforting promise from the page of a catalog. Then came Good Friday, March 21st, 2008. We made plans to eat dinner out with special friends, Roger and Belinda, who were coming to pick us up at our home. We had spoken on the phone, planning to get hamburgers at Whataburger. How very quickly everything changes from moment to moment. When Roger and Belinda drove up, sirens were screaming up the street. Between the end of the phone call and the arrival of our friends, Ted's heart gave out and he was gone. Easter Sunday and my birthday came 2 days later. We usually celebrated Easter with family in Waco, Texas, but there was nothing usual about this Easter. Now we were all planning Ted's memorial service. Following Ted's funeral, I was going through the mail that was stacking up on the table. Among the magazines, catalogs, and bills, I found a small white cardboard box. It was my silver promise. I read again and again, "Heaven has in store what thou hast lost," etched in the birthday necklace that Ted had ordered, never saying a word. Ted's the only person I've ever known who managed to have a birthday present delivered after he was gone. It was very meaningful and lifted my heart. I could picture Ted standing next to Sarah. That was my peace.
Take a minute and tell us your story, a transaction that changed something for you. There's a spot you can do that at our website. It's marketplace.org.